This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Ivany Brudge
and Christine Wong.
Friday, 4th of September, 2020, 12:44 p.m. Our 12th birthday today.
Woo!
Woohoo!
You sounded much better there, Alf. Much better. Well done. Thank you for joining us. If you are just if you are just joining us, the question we're asking is, how are you celebrating your milestones and your achievements during COVID-19? Of course, a lot of places are closed down, or rather following very strict SOPs, and it's difficult, of course, to have a birthday party, all that kind of stuff. Not necessarily, though. As you just heard Jermaine explain, there are ways of doing it very safely in small event spaces, or you can stay home, or you can do Zoom calls and that kind of thing, video calls, whatever. Let us know how you're doing it. Please do that. We have one final story today, and it's not the happiest of stories. And some of us have been watching trailers online and seeing the new trailers for the new Batman movie.
Is it coming out soon?
Eventually.
Oh.
Eventually.
I don't watch these movies. I'm not in the loop.
Of course, Alf. Of course.
They're for kids.
Yeah, they're for kids. Mm. So let me just give you a bit of background, shall I?
Sure.
What's happening? Folks, or
people who are tuning in, right, I wish you could be here with us in the studio right now. I don't know what's happened to Arvin today, but he's in this kind of really odd, funny mood, isn't he, Chris?
A bit.
Yeah, right. Filming in Britain for the latest Batman movie has been halted after its star, Robert Pattinson, reportedly tested positive for the coronavirus just days after shooting had resumed. Here's a quote. A member of the Batman production has tested positive for COVID-19 and is isolating in accordance with established protocols. This is according to a statement from Warner Brothers. And filming is temporarily paused. So the studio initially did not name the person infected or indicate when filming would resume. However, a number of Hollywood trade publications, including Variety and The Hollywood Reporter, said that they had confirmed that it is Robert Pattinson who is the sick cast member. Apparently, his representative could not be immediately reached for comment. Production for the new film, a dark detective-style mystery take on the Caped Crusader, also had to shut down midway through production in March due to the pandemic. Matt Reeves, the director, has said his version, supposedly due out next June, is inspired by classic film noir like Chinatown, Taxi Driver, and will meet a very human and very flawed Bruce Wayne in his second year as Batman, trying to solve a series of crimes. Spoiler alert. The first footage from the much-hyped movie released at the DC Fandom event last month left fans drooling with a mysterious villain leaving notes for Batman at crime scenes across Gotham. Wonder who that might be. And the film's hero pummeling a street thug before growling, "I'm vengeance."
Ooh.
Oh, that was good.
Ooh.
That was
good, right? Now, the thing is, obviously, he's not. It's not the only movie that has been shut down temporarily, and it's not the only event that has been shut down temporarily. There's a whole bunch of people. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes, I was about to say.
Who is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Arvin? Maybe you could tell us who he is, you know?
Who Dwayne The Rock Johnson
is? Yeah, who is Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Only like the best pro wrestler in the world of all time.
Look, I'm not sure who he is. All I know is that I can smell what he's cooking. And
he's also the world's top earning actor.
Highest paid,
yeah, but he's just revealed that his entire family tested positive for coronavirus, but they've all made a full recovery. But I was just looking, I mean, there's a very, very long list of events, of course, that have been cancelled. CES 2021, of course, which was back in July, that was cancelled. The Kolkata French Film Festival was also cancelled. Solstice Studios, who were going to launch that thriller Unhinged, that was closed down again. Mulan was postponed how many times?
So many times.
So many times.
Tenet, the movie from Christopher Nolan, that was postponed again, and even the release of it. Disney and Lucasfilm, they pulled the plug on their latest iteration of Star Wars Celebration, an annual gathering of Star Wars fans. No Time to Die, of course, the James Bond movie. It just goes on and on.
A bunch of others,
You know,
A Quiet Place Too.
Yes, and even as we were starting to get out there, and some of us, and starting to watch movies again, like Arvin was, you know, we kind of read this and you see, oh, this is the latest thing that's been hit yet again. When are things going to start moving again?
Yeah, but I think also it's a bit difficult because when I mean, many activities are obviously not particularly conducive to upholding the COVID-19 SOPs as well. And I think filming things especially is just one of those activities that is so difficult to do with any sort of social distancing in mind. I mean, in the case of Batman, for example, you've got... You've got like fight scenes or like scenes where people are very close to each other, and even things like getting close-up shots, you know, how to what extent do you put the camera crew at risk, you know, the lighting crew at risk, the sound crew. So, you know, I think this is just one of those situations where no matter how careful you are, it is a massive risk. Also, Riverdale star Lily Reinhart came out with a statement recently about how, you know, they're filming the next season of Riverdale, I think in Canada at the moment, and she said she feels trapped by it because she can't see her family, she's trapped in Toronto, she feels really anxious all the time about, is she going to catch COVID? Are her cast members going to catch COVID? So it's a difficult situation.
There's the other thing as well, I mean, and not making light of it as well, having contracted COVID, you know, it's very likely that Robert Pattinson is going to do more than one Batman movie, you know, and they are talking about how there are lasting effects of somebody who has COVID, you know, health issues moving into it, you know. There's going to be a lot of fight scenes, there's going to be a lot of action, and they're talking about some of these effects that could affect some people
long term.
So that's something to consider as well,
depending on how the virus progresses in him and stuff. Which is kind of weird, because the way we are talking is that, you know, they're taking all the precautions and they're sort of hoping that nothing happens, and they're doing all the SOPs to make sure no one gets sick, right? Which is true. But there was this piece with Warner Brothers CEO Ann Sarnoff on The Hollywood Reporter, and she said, she actually responded to the Robert Pattinson being infected thing, and she said, I think it would have been naive to think we wouldn't have certain cases on certain productions. The most important thing is to be ready for when it happens, and we were very much ready, which is, I don't know, for me that's a weird stance to take, like knowing that you might have people who get COVID on your set and then saying we'll prep for that as well. I mean, I understand it is a business and they're like hundreds of millions of dollars going into these projects, but you know, just saying that any one of you could get it, but we still have to resume business. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that sort of.
Especially when it's your lead actor who's contracted it. Of all the people that could have contracted it.
Yeah.
That's about the worst thing that could have happened on set, right?
There's nowhere you can go with that. I mean, you have to shut down.
But I think this is also one of those cases where, you know, no matter how comfortable we're starting to feel, and no matter how safe we're starting to feel as well, it's an important reminder to not be complacent. I think that's something that I've noticed slowly. We're still all, you know, wearing masks because it's mandatory and stuff like that. But elements like social distancing or physical distancing, I've noticed, have started to slowly...
Become a bit more lax.
So, you know, I think this is a great reminder as well for everyone listening. If you're celebrating anything, if you are, you know, attending a movie, a screening, if you're, you know, doing whatever, just be careful. Just, you know, really keep sticking to these SOPs.
With that in mind, of course, today's show was about how are you celebrating milestones and achievements during COVID-19. A couple of final messages from Karamjit, who said, during these times of COVID, I remind myself that there are those who are not as lucky as me to reach this birthday milestone. I say a prayer for those who have paid the ultimate price and tell myself that this too shall pass. Happy birthday, BFM. Thank you very much, Karamjit. Steve Chong as well has said happy birthday to you, BFM. Thank you very much for that. Time for us to wrap up. If you're only just joining us, it's at the end of the show, guys. But of course, you can catch the podcast, which will be available very shortly, wherever you would normally listen to it from. Our app's a good suggestion. Did you know that? You can get it from the BFM. You can get it from the Apple App Store or from Google Play, or listen back on BFM.my. Of course, we're on Spotify. Right. We had that story about...
How to celebrate during a pandemic.
Then we spoke about how Microsoft is taking on deepfakes.
And then we spoke about how Robert Pattinson contracted COVID-19 and Batman has halted filming one more time. Don't forget, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. Car dealers have been struggling in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic as sales plummeted during the movement control order. Volkswagen was already seeing a downward trend in sales prior to the pandemic. Will they be able to attract customers given the competition in the market? The Breakfast Grill discuss strategy and prospects with the managing director for VPCM, Eric Winter. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news.
I have a request. Can you do the next song intro in the Batman voice?
Coming up next, it is Stevie Wonder, Happy Birthday, on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.